Five?
Yes.
Okay. We will now continue to roll call. I took this from my 3-year-old cousin.
She's so loud.
Look at my house. President Ramirez, present. Vice President Romero.
Present.
Secretary Cruz.
Present.
Treasurer Sparks. Senate President Lally.
Present.
ICC President Patel.
Present.
Public Relations Officer Angel. Public Events Coordinator Montoya. Health Safety Environmental Officer Guterres. Government Affairs Officer Martinez. Scholarship Officer Tanaka. Senator Cuevas, Senator Park, Senator Parado, Senator Perez, Chief Administrator Perez. Quorum is established at 12 out of 16. We'll now proceed to the adoption of agenda. Can I get a motion to adopt a regular board meeting agenda for October 2nd, 2024 at 1 p.m.? Thank you. Motion passes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes, the meeting minutes for the ASG board meeting on September 25?
Motion to approve meeting minutes for ASG board meeting on September 25.
Thank you. We'll now move on to special orders. Seeing there is none, we'll continue to our reports. 3 minutes per report. We'll start off with our advisors, Lori Odeham.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming today. Okay, I'm going to sing now.
But it works for me, right? Can you hear it?
Yeah. You guys can? Okay. Well, first of all, thank you all for being here, in case you didn't hear it the first time. But I just want to remind everybody that on Tuesday, October 8th, we will have our voter registration fair from the community. There's a lot of different folks from the community coming out. We have the registrar of voters from San Diego. I'm sorry. My mind is drawing a blank, but we have
I emailed you guys yesterday.
But anyway, please, and ASG is going to be tabling. So anybody that needs to learn how to register, we have our expert resident here, Michelle, so she can assist you in understanding the process, but we will be tabling up there. And it's going to be at the A Terrace. There will be beef hot dogs. There's going to be nachos with cheese and jalapenos if you like. There's going to be assorted cookies, assorted sodas. So, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So during that 2 hours, we're hoping to register as many first-time voters from San Diego City College as possible. And then the other thing is that we are getting, we're almost here, so right? Oh, we have Halloween. We have Dia de los Muertos. That's going to be in the blink of an eye. It'll get here so quickly, y'all. So the Club Rush that Sergio is going to be heading is going to be Halloween themed. It'll be in the Caram Plaza on Halloween. And so you all dress up. There's going to be a costume contest, and you all can participate in it as well. There'll be first, second, and third place prizes for 3 or 4 different categories. So just want to remind you all about that. And other than that, you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Dr. Adan Sanchez is not here, so we'll move to President Ramirez. There's 22 days now for our Dia de los Muertos event. I'm still indecisive. I'm gonna have a conversation with you guys. What you guys think is better if we have the event here, since it's a city, it's gonna be an ASG sponsored event, or should we move it to the MS 140? It's when you go to the MS building, there's a conference room to the right. It's really spacious. It has a bigger projector than that one, and I can't really talk about the audio, but I can't even talk about this audio, so. So I'm pretty sure we're going to move it to the MS 140, or I feel like it would be better we have it here since it is ASG's event. So it's indecisive, but I really love your opinion on that. Also, I'm going to send you guys a Google Sheet so you guys can help me volunteer for that shift. but it will be counted towards your 5 hours in ASG. For all those new members here in our board, you have to do a minimum of 5 hours for your ASG contribution. And then at the end, at every week, you have to do 5 hours, and then on Friday, you send that to Secretary Cruz. Also, if you guys didn't know, there is this California Senate bill. It's called 1287, which was kind of the, it was targeting free speech in UCs and CSU. We were trying to push to get that, to get Governor, we were trying to push to collect as much signatures as we could to show to Governor Newsom that other students don't agree with that bill. Unfortunately, it did pass. So I would just come at, as you City College students looking to transfer in the future to a CSU or a UC college, I would appreciate you guys take a look in, because it kind of, it does affect you guys and your free speech at those institutions. So that concludes my report. Vice President Romero?
Yes. First, I do just want to thank everyone for everything that you've been doing. A reminder that you are, if you are interested in the ALICE training for active shooters, so please come up to me. I'm still in contact with the sergeant. Sergeant. So if you guys are interested in that, we can get an ALICE training for ASG. Please come up to me either after the meeting or contact me via email or on WhatsApp, and I can put you on the list for that.
Thank you. Senator Cruz?
Secretary.
That's
crazy. I know.
Anyway.
Hira. Michelle.
Oh, my God.
Melanie.
Melanie.
Selena. Armando.
Oh, my. Oh, you got you? Okay. I got it. Right.
My bad.
Please.
Okay.
But I sent it last week.
I'm sometimes the first.
Time sheet.
Please.
What happened?
If you have, like, no hours, you still send it in the time sheet. It says no hours.
Should they or should they not? Yes?
I think you shouldn't. You should try and avoid having no hours, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll turn it in anyways, just so we can keep track.
And also, those new, I'm going to re-email everybody the timesheet and an example of the timesheet, mm-hmm. since we have new members that were sworn in last week. So, yeah, you guys will have another copy of how to fill out the timesheet, the empty one. And, yeah, just make sure to email them to me by Friday, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Treasurer Schwartz?
Nothing to report at this time.
Thank you. Senate President Lawley?
1 second.
I figured out how to make a QR code. So I'm making the little design for my survey, and I will be making the QR code with Armando for our second survey. And also, I looked in the library, and it seems like that room that they wanted, like, students to have,
uh-huh.
I guess student affairs, that sounds weird, in is ready. So if you would like to be part of the team that's going to go there sometimes and talk about ASG, I'm going to try to find a way to reserve it for, like, I don't know, half an hour or whatever, 45 minutes, so we can talk to students about ASG. Let me know. Email me. No, just tell me after, talk to me after the meeting, and that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Question?
Yeah, I do just want to make a comment. That is going to be a student lounge, so I don't think it would be best for us to reserve it, but we can go over there and kind of table.
They told me I could reserve it.
You can reserve it, but if we reserve it, how many students are going to go?
Well,
you know?
If we we can let anyone in there. We just have to put a sign.
That was discussed.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
That survey, is that part of the standing community survey, which is chaired by you, the vice president, and public relations officer, or is that a separate senator?
Separate senators.
Okay. Thank you.
Separate senators.
We'll now go on to the report of ICC President. Thank you. ICC President Montez.
Speaking of surveys, there is a survey in collaboration between me and Treasurer Sparks. These are posted around campus. If you see them, please encourage other people to scan them. I will send a PDF file of it to all of you so you guys can start sharing it. Also, I'm gathering the list of professors I can send it to, so please, like, the more, this is for us, right? This is a student improvement forum. This is for what you want to see at City College improve or change, or maybe you have some recommendations of how things can be changed a little bit. And as well, Club Rush Halloween going to be pretty fun, hopefully. There's going to be money. So so if you don't care about Halloween, but you got a good costume, come through. See if you win.
You can win $100.
Yeah.
First place.
First place gets $100, second place gets 75, third place gets 50. Pretty good.
Question. Do you solely run Club Rush, or how can other ASU members join for that? Is do they have to attend ICC meetings, or do they just have to come to you? Would you be sending a spreadsheet of the time shift so we could table at the Club Rush?
Lori.
Yes.
It's only from 11 to 1, and so you can table for that. It's a really short period of time. But if there will be time for when you do the, you want to participate in the costume contest. I know we have a three categories, so that means there's three $100 prize winners, $375, and then also $350. But there will, it'll be by applause, right? So you all have to perform and, you know, do something that sets you out from away from one dracula to the other, or whatever the case may be. So be prepared to show out and showboat, because it'll be based upon the audience. They're going to, you know, be applauding, and then I'm going to do it, and so it's not me, but you all don't have to be involved. Just participate and have fun with all the other students.
Okay. Are special effects allowed at the contest?
Depending. If it's like fire, no.
If it's like scars or blood.
It, like, what do you mean? Like, on your costume?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
All right, okay.
Just don't set yourself on fire.
Thank you, guys. Health and Safety Environmental Officer Gutierrez. Thank you. Officer, Government Affairs Officer Martinez. Thank you. Scholarship Officer Tanaka.
And we talked about the different types of scholarship opportunities, and Living Sweet X went on meeting with the scholarship coordinator at our school to get more information to update you all with, and I'll be submitting an agenda item request to give a short informative presentation at this time, and we'll have to decide the methods on how scholarships are going to be granted, which I'll go over more.
Thank you. Senator Cuevas?
No report.
Senator Park?
Actually, this time I do have a little bit to report. One of the things I've been working on since this past week was I've been talking to a lot of the students in my class and kind of in the MS and the S building and just kind of seeing what their concerns are, and a lot of it is essentially boiling down to mental health and disability stuff. So I went and talked to both those people, and it turns out every concern I've heard, they can actually address and deal with. So it, that's indicative of some disconnect in the information getting out from there to the student body. So I just want to put that out. If anyone has any ideas for something that AFSU can do to help kind of promote those services for disability and mental health and the health service, I'd be lucky to help.
I will say Armando and I are working on a survey that you can also get in on about invisible disabilities and disabilities on campus, and we could also add on the survey the list of resources. Like, we can add that on the bottom.
Okay.
So that would help a lot, because if people want to take the survey and they want to say, like, oh, this, they fill out the survey, this need isn't being addressed, we'll put it on the bottom, and then they can look on it and then be like, oh, wow, that is, I can get that there. So you can help us with that. Just let me know. I have your email. I'll put you on the Google Doc.
Thank you so much. Senator Prado? Thank you. Senator Perez? Thank you. We'll now move on.
Two Perez's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you. Sorry about that. Standing committees. I'm gonna go over the committee name and also who is in
charge of that community, I'll ask you guys to start having that conversation as to when you are all available to get together and start working on those communities. So survey chaired by Senate President, Vice President, Public Relations Officer, and Webmaster. Outreach and Awareness, chaired by the Public Relations Officer, Public Event Coordinator, and Webmaster. Constitution and Bylaws, chaired by the President, Vice President, ICC President, Senate President, Government Affairs Officer, and 2 Senators. Scholarships, chaired by Scholarship Officer, 2 Senators, and other board members who wish to volunteer in consultation with Government Affairs Coordinator. Advocacy, chaired by Government Affairs Officer and 2 Senators. Newsletter and Social Media, chaired by Public Relations Officer, Secretary, Webmaster, and 1 ICC Representative. Food for the Holidays, chaired by the ICC President, Public Events Coordinator, and consultations with Student Affairs Coordinator. Thank you, guys. We'll now move on to public comments. This portion of the agenda provides an opportunity for members of the public to address or ask questions to the Board of Directors on items of interest within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. A total of 3 minutes per person will be allotted. However, no action may be taken on matters not part of the posted agenda. If you'd like action to be taken, please complete and return an error form located at the ASU website and sent to President Dalia Ramirez. Public comments.
Thank you. apply, apply, apply. If you need help with application, because it seems like it's simple, right? It's like, oh, you have to apply. No, it can be very difficult. That's where I step in. This is where Warren steps in. I was a recipient in 2023, so I know all about the application. You can come see me. I'm located in the A270 in financial aid. I'm the acting scholarship coordinator. I just got this job like 3 months ago. So please come see me. I'm going to be dedicating my time for the rest of the day, today, tomorrow, and Friday, to assist students with the application. We have a mini lab in the financial aid office, so come by and see me. And I promise it will be big. Okay, it's going to be really big. Questions, apply online, create the account, then we'll do the essay, then we'll submit. Okay. So thank you so much. And yeah, question. I just want to say Jen is a good friend of mine. Hi,
Jen. She pays me to say it's very true.
If you have organizations that want to come and have a scholarship for San Diego City College, can come and talk to you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a resource page, outside research page for scholarships, for external scholarships, and also for internal scholarships. Also, Erin Flanagan, she's the foundation director. You can talk to me or her about those opportunities. Yeah. Great question. I should ask.
Do you guys also provide information on which, because I want to transfer, which universities offer specific scholarships? Because
yes,
I'm trying to get a scholarship.
Absolutely. for sure. We work with the Transfer Center, and we're actually teaming up to kind of like research on those and what scholarships other universities have and what can be collected, what you can take with you. Because some of the scholarships, so another thing, this is one opportunity, right, that's happening now. The reason why I'm going to be coming back and working with your scholarship officer here is because the scholarship cycle, the actual scholarship cycle starts in December and it ends in February. And we have over 50 scholarships that are available to you. Some of those scholarships specifically said this is going to be transferred to your university. So we can definitely talk about that. But I'm working with the Transfer Center right now to kind of coordinate some type of like research page, website. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Good
question. Do you have scholarships for students or directly?
I absolutely love that question because I know life happens to us. The first time students, things can happen. And so a lot of our scholarships are not 3.0. They consider the fact that students do work full time, especially our population, our demographic, we're single moms, we're full time workers, we're taking care of families. And so some of the scholarships are 3.5 GPA requires, so that makes it a little easier. And Josh is pointing out a great thing. Are there scholarships for struggling students? Yes, there's a basic need scholarship that's coming out that's going to be $500. They're going to be giving $400 to $500 scholarships to people that are suffering with transportation issues, homelessness, food insecurities. You don't have to provide proof, but they will be some essay prompts for you to answer. Okay, so absolutely, we do have scholarships for that.
Thank you so much for that information.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And you're going to be coming back?
Yes.
So, to do a presentation?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay. We'll now move on to unfinished business, seeing there is none. We'll now move on to new business. Sean Ryan, classified Senate President, will be discussing his role on campus.
Hi everyone.
Just get this out of the way. I probably dance around. I've had a lot of coffee today, and I tend to talk with my hands. But I'm Sean Ryan, and I'm here to kind of share a little bit about what our classified senate is. We represent the staff here at City College. I'm going to date myself here. I've worked at my day job. I've worked here at City College for 26 years. I do AV support in classrooms. I've actually had a great opportunity with a lot of the buildings on campus are fairly new, and I had an opportunity to work with the architects on designing the technology as we come on. But I work with faculty in kind of training and supporting them in using technology in the classroom, and then I also do event support. So you'll see me out and about, especially with your Club Rush events. We're the ones that come in and set you up with your audio equipment. My other role is Classified Senate President. Our Classified Senate is one of the constituency groups here at City College and also with the district. So we have a seat at the table along with ASG, Academic Senate, and we're very unique in the state that we're one of the few institutions that also recognizes our supervisors and managers. There's another group that sits at the table, College Council. It's our SPA representatives, supervisory. I don't know the acronym, but it's representative of our supervisors as well. The idea of shared governance is that if there's any decision being made on campus that impacts the work that we do, we want to have a seat at that table. And so as a classified senate, what we do is we encourage, we promote, we get classified to be involved in committee work. So if there's a new committee or there's a committee that has a vacant seat for a classified member, we're the group that goes and promotes that and tries to get classified to sit on that. We also try to get a diverse group of classified. We represent all the classified. That includes our student service workers that you see at the front desks of a lot of our A building facilities. We also represent our custodians, our facilities workers. We represent lab techs. Any classified contract position, we represent. And I look around this room and I see you all are actively engaged, which is awesome. And so my role is to get classified actively engaged, to get a lot of people that may have been here for a long time and haven't gotten into committees, to get them excited about doing committee work, sitting on College Council. We also represent hiring committees. So when there's a new faculty position, we make sure that we have a classified representative sit on that committee. One of the other things that we do as classified Senate is we promote professional development, so workshops for classified to grow professionally and to grow to be better servants for student success. A couple activities that we have in motion annually, we have two sponsorships for students. One is coming up this next month. I can share with you information and details on our Adopt a Family program. We don't have them quite ready to go, but I think by next week we'll be launching our Adopt a Family. This is an opportunity for students, particularly with families, to apply for we typically have $100 gift cards for the holidays, and so this is available for any student at City College. We do focus on families, but any student can apply, and we collect donations throughout the fall semester, and then as we're going at through applications, we look at the pool of money we have, and that is dependent on how we distribute gift cards. And these past few years, we've been doing tremendous. We've been getting over $2,000 that we distribute to students. We also have in the spring, we have a classified scholarship. So I encourage you all to look at that and apply for that. We're in a position of growth right now. So we're trying to get more activities coming into the classified senate so we can kind of grow our donations and our different funds that we can support more activities for students in the years ahead. We have another program that we're relaunching right now. If you go to our Classified Senate webpage, you'll see some information on Caring Campus. Caring Campus is a state initiative. It's a national initiative. And what it is it's growing programs for staff to better serve our students. This is a program that we're building tools. It's geared towards our classified, but the outcome is that we're here to serve you towards student success. Like some of the programs that we have in motion for this Caring Campus is that we're working on an interdepartment directory. So if you come to an office and you interact with a staff member, and you have a question and we need to refer you to another department, we have the resources and the tools to not only direct you to the correct person in that department, but we have the time and dedication to actually walk you to that department. So that's the ultimate goal of what this Caring Campus program is striving towards. If you like, right now we're in the initial stages of Parent Campus. I'd be happy to come back in the spring and we can kind of share a broader vision of what Caring Campus entails and what activities that we're going to be specifically geared towards you, towards students. We also have a campus forum coming up. This is the same format that you had with your Associated Student Forum. So we have Ricky and the executive administrators, the leaders of this campus, are here to answer questions from our classified, from our staff members. If you go to our Classified Senate page, there's a link on there for questions, concerns to the Classified Senate. This is always open. You are more than you're encouraged to go. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or communication that you have for Classified for staff on campus, you can submit it here. And for our campus forum, we're going to be getting topics and themes from this forum. Concerns and questions that you have here. On that note, I kind of want to just open it up if you have any questions for what we are, where you can find us, anything. One other thing is you'll hear that classified on campus are referred to as classified professionals. This was a statewide move several years back. The idea comes from previously we'd been known as classified staff, and there was an understanding that every person on campus that works here, that's engaged in campus as a staff member, is an employee. So we wanted to differentiate ourselves, and the terminology of classified professional came from a statewide classified Senate level, and we initiated at the with the Board of Trustees, the move to change our names. So we're known as classified professionals, and that's anyone that has a full-time contract job here at City College. Yeah?
So are you guys found on the SDCC website as classified?
Yeah, you can find us if you go to the homepage of the SD City page. You can find us under faculty and staff. And we're listed right on the main page, Classified Senate. I do need to be transparent. Our webpage needs a little bit of work, but some of the most important information is accurate and correct. You can see our meeting dates. That form that I mentioned is there. Yes? We actually don't have a budget. We're just a volunteer committee organization. So we don't have roles. In the past, we've had an office where we've had opportunities for work studies to come in to help with office duties. That's something I can bring back to the Senate and see if that's something that we can move towards in the spring. Our open meetings are open to the whole campus, so you're welcome to come and attend our open meetings. We're held the fourth Thursdays of every month, but this semester, because of the holidays, those dates have kind of moved around. So our next meeting is going to be on October, the week before Halloween.
The 24th.
That'd be the 24th, yeah. We meet in D121B, that's the staff lounge by the cafeteria. And we meet from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. I can follow up and share this information with your president. On October 31st, I know you guys are having your club rush. We are having our campus forum that same day. So that's going to be from 11 till 12:30. That was what fit on the president's schedule. We're also holding a costume contest for classified that same day too. You are more than welcome to come and join our festivities, and we'll be sure to come out and say hi to you guys at your club rush that day.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We appreciate you taking time out of your day to come and inform us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you.
Okay, we'll now move on to action items. If you see on the agenda, there's no action items. Say, it's an invisible ink, but it says to enjoy some Dia de los Muertos laugh after our ASG meeting. So say, we'll now move on to discussion items. There's no discussion items, so we'll move to roundtable. There's nothing on the roundtable, so we'll move to communication from the floor. There's nothing, so we'll move on to announcements. This segment of the meeting is reserved for announcements. A total 1 minute per person would be observed. Any announcement, guys?
All right, so the library, the LRC's first floor, is also known as the Independent Learning Center, which is composed of two labs. There's one lab that has a ton of computers for you guys to use, and then another one that has a lot of laptops for you guys to use. There are some gaming laptops in there as well. You guys are free to go in and use it. Please tell your friends, other students, go into your classrooms and let them know to go into the labs because they are open again. Prior to COVID, they were very full, they were very lively, and then right now, they're not. So, you know, we gotta try and fix that, try and get the word out, please. That's it from me.
First floor of the LRC.
Thank you, though. So, this is to the ASG executives, well, not just ASG, anybody here. After our meeting today, Chris Chandler, who is the SSCCC representative, he's asking if we could have a phone call, like set up a phone call so he can speak with you all. He's asking if this ASG will sponsor an upcoming SSCCC Region 10 meeting. It would be like on a Friday, I believe, like from 1:30 to 2:30 or something of that nature. But he's wanting to know if he can speak to some of you all today before you
today?
Mm-hmm.
On the phone. He came in here before, right?
Yeah.
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 He was super nice.
Okay, and then he came on. He was here on Thursday, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we could just have a brief phone call with him. He wants to see if you guys can do that.
Yeah. No, but they want to have a meeting. They want to have a meeting here on campus.
Yes.
And they want ASG to give them sponsor money for that?
No.
No money.
They'll bring everything.
Oh, just so for us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for you all to partake in it? Yes.
I will.
So they'll bring food, they'll do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, honestly, from the region. From Region 10. So Region 10 includes all of our, starting from MiraCosta all the way to Imperial Valley, all the way to Southwestern, PMAC, the Grossmont, the four sister schools that we have here, and Palomar. So there'll be student leaders coming from into all those regions here.
Uh-huh. Is this room big enough for all?
I was going to say we should do it in an MS conference, because if that many people are coming, it's going to be stuffy in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. he wants to discuss it, and then I can find out when MS 140 is available.
Should we do with the whole ASG team members, or is that more executive?
It's more all of ASG, because everyone can learn from SSCCC, and you understand like what's going on in our region at the other campuses that we're not a part of, and our sister colleges. So it's a really great opportunity to network and to learn more about, you know, your role as student leaders and student government.
I would say ICC, too. It's more the mirror. They really look for more opportunity.
Should I just adjourn?
But this is for ASG for now.
Should I just adjourn, and then we could do that call?
As soon as you're done, yes.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do that call. Okay. No announcement, guys? Thank you. Meeting adjourned. 1:44. All right, let's have a phone call.
Phone call, not fun first?
So not fun
first?
No. You gotta work for it.
We are
the